Welcome to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.
Welcome back to the new American Culture Exchange, the podcast where we explore how Web3 is rewriting the rules of the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith, and today we're diving into rule number 5, the influencer equation, the most important equation of the 21st century. What is it? And how is it changing the way we measure influence, creativity, and impact? Let's decode this. Social media influence isn't just about likes and shares anymore. It's actually a complex mathematical equation that determines what 4.9 billion people see every single day. And what's wild is that this equation concentrates more power into fewer hands than ever before in human history.
That information is so stark. I was reading about how this concentration of power is affecting creative industries specifically.
Well, let me break down what we call the influencer equation. This intricate system measures how information spreads through networks, mapping every single digital interaction like some massive virus infecting the entire social nervous system. Every click, like, and share you make is part of a gigantic equation that shapes our world.
So you're saying that when I hit like on something, I'm becoming part of this bigger mathematical calculation?
Exactly. And here's where it gets concerning. Studies show that just 1% of content creators are earning over 90% of platform revenues. The system is designed to funnel attention and money to those who already have it. The current influencer equation is all about connectivity. It's a mathematical model that measures who's connected to whom. It gives the probability of influence at any given moment. And the result is, what you see is what you buy, and the things you buy are how you've been programmed.
That reminds me of what's happening with independent musicians. I read that the average streaming payout is something like 0.04 cents per play. That's basically nothing.
Right. Think about how hip-hop artists have struggled to get their music heard, and it gets worse. The algorithms are programmed to favor content from established channels, meaning new creators face an almost impossible battle for visibility. It's like trying to yell in a stadium where the microphones only work for people who already have an audience.
So, Mr. Solutionist, what's the solution? How do we fix a system that seems so fundamentally broken?
This is where the new American Culture Exchange and Web3 technology, NFTs, and DAOs come in. And the numbers are pretty striking. Instead of centralized platforms controlling the flow of information, we now have decentralized networks. These decentralized platforms are already processing over $5 billion in creator payments annually, with zero platform fees and complete transparency.
That's fascinating. Could you break down how exactly this new system works?
So, imagine this. Instead of platforms like YouTube taking up to 45% of revenue, these new blockchain-based platforms use smart contracts that automatically distribute 100% of earnings.
And I've heard about these DAOs. Aren't they like digital cooperatives where everyone gets a say?
Yes, you're exactly right. And get this, the largest creator of a DAO already has over 500,000 members, collectively managing a $2.5 billion treasury. That's more financial power than many traditional media companies. Look at platforms like Mirror, where writers can publish their work and get paid directly by their readers. Or Audius, where artists can share music and connect with fans without intermediaries. This is the new influencer equation in actions.
However, I have to wonder about the learning curve. Most people barely understand how current social media works, let alone blockchain technology.
You know, that's fair. The New American Culture Exchange, NACE.com, is committed to taking you through our training curriculum to make the process as easy as it was when email first came out in 1995, when only 0.4% of the world's population used it. By 2000, it was so simple your grandmother could use it. We're committed to doing the same with Web3.
That's actually an excellent example of email. So, all that a creator needs to do is join the New American Culture Exchange. Any other stats you can share with the audience?
Let me give you some real numbers. Creators on Web3 platforms are earning an average of 3.5 times more per follower than on traditional platforms. Plus, they're getting direct ownership of their audience relationships through token-based communities.
Though I'm wondering about content quality. Don't we need some kind of curation?
That's where community governance comes in. These platforms use reputation systems where quality content naturally rises to the top through community consensus. Early data shows this actually produces better results than centralized moderation.
Well, that's really making me think about how this could transform the entire creative economy.
And here's the most exciting part. The creative and the solution economies are trillion-dollar industries. At the New American Culture Exchange, we're seeing the emergence of what analysts are calling creative cooperatives, where success is shared between creators and their communities. Early adopters are reporting up to 40% higher engagement rates compared to traditional platforms.
So it's not just about fixing a broken system, but building something entirely new.
Exactly. And with this solution, the timing couldn't be better. With trust in traditional social platforms at an all-time low of 41%, people are actively seeking alternatives that offer more transparency and fairness. We're watching the democratization of influence happen in real time. So, I'll leave you with this. How will you rewrite the influencer equation in the great American game? Join us at NACE.com and DisruptHipHop.com, and together at the New American Culture Exchange, we'll rewrite the rules. Welcome to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast,
where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.